Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, the Attorney General is looking at ways to penalise quarries which sold defective mica blocks. Donegal County Council is to seek further legal advice on how protocols can be put in place to ensure that the council do not purchase any products from quarries that are known to have supplied defective materials. Inflation's on the rise, so goods and services will become more expensive, according to the central bank. And Mulroy College in Milford has had initial project approval for a significant extension. Good evening. Oisin Kelly will be here too with all the latest in sport. Returning to our top story though, the Attorney General is looking at ways to penalise quarries which sold defective mica blocks. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien has said he believes those responsible should play a role in fixing the problem. The minister hasn't ruled out a 100% redress scheme despite a report last week advising against it. Minister O'Brien says those who supply the defective blocks have a role to play.
I believe those that are responsible should contribute towards remediation and can contribute towards it. And actually, I've engaged the Attorney General intensively on the matter. And he is working on mechanisms to ensure that wrongdoing and liability on the part of quarries and other parties are fully penalised.
Former Housing Minister Damien English says a 100% mica redress scheme is very close. He says a government decision on a revised scheme and a solution he believes can be found which addresses the deficiencies in the current scheme. While admitting the 90-10 scheme was not fit for purpose, Minister English told today's 9 till noon show that he's confident full redress will be forthcoming for affected homeowners.
I haven't thought that we've come a long way with the last scheme, the 90% scheme, which I had hoped would have been implemented in a much stronger, better way. We all thought that it would have worked, but sadly it hasn't. So it's important that that's changed. And I think I know Joe McHugh is and many others are committed to developing a 100% solution. I think we're very close, Craig. I know we've had the various reports. Minister Dara O'Brien has written to all the opposition spokespersons as well to get any views they would have and so on that. This week, next week, the priority genuinely is on getting the budget through. And then after that, in my view, it should be the whole of government approach to focus in on this and get this dealt with. So it's appropriate that it's changed. And I think the government are committed to changing that scheme. I know I am. Joe McHugh is. I'm not in the department anymore, Greg, so I can't give you the most up-to-date position. But I know from talking to Dara O'Brien and all involved here, that this is going to be sorted, and rightly so. And we are committed to finding a solution that's around the 100% because people need that.
As we talked this morning, Damien, you're confident that, you know, and this wasn't recommended really in the report that was given to the housing minister. Are you confident that the party leaders will have a look at this and what will be brought to cabinet will be effectively a 100% redress scheme?
I'm very confident that a scheme, you know, whether it's 100% or around that, I know I'm committed to it, Joe McHugh is. I know we've had a good chat in Fine Gael with this. There has to be a whole government approach here, but I get a sense that everybody's committed to getting this job done and done right.
Donegal County Council is to seek further legal advice on how protocols can be put in place to ensure that the council do not purchase any products from quarries that are known to have supplied defective materials. It follows a discussion today which saw the reconvened July and September meetings in the Aura Leisure Centre adjourned and moved online following some heated exchanges. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The meeting reconvened online this afternoon after the in-person meeting at Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny was adjourned when the Coherlook Councillor Jack Murray asked Councillor Frank McBrearty to leave. It followed heated exchanges during the initial discussion on whether the council can legally refuse to do business with companies who have supplied blocks affected by mica. Councillor Murray repeatedly asked Councillor McBrearty to leave if he wouldn't sit down. Councillor McBrearty refused, calling on Councillor Liam Blaney to withdraw comments he had made and demanding apologies for comments he claimed had been made about him by another member at an earlier online meeting. When the meeting reconvened online, Councillor Murray said legal advice was that Councillor McBrearty should be admitted in the event he didn't seek to do so. And independent Councillor Micheál Colmgilla Aspac left the meeting in solidarity, he said, with his independent colleague. The decision to seek new advice was then taken, with Councillor Murray married Trace Gallagher, saying if the law is the problem, then it needs to be changed.
Derry City and Strabane District Council is rowing in behind the campaign for 100% redress. The council is to write to the Housing Minister here demanding full redress for families in Donegal. It's off the back of a motion brought forward this week by Councillor Sandra Duffy. She says investigations are underway to establish if homes north of the border are affected by mica.
It's really important that we stand in solidarity with our citizens, both here and in Donegal. We have backed the call for the minister to provide 100% redress for everyone who has been affected. We are sending our solidarity. Some of us will be in Dublin on Friday and looking forward to it. Stand in solidarity with everyone who has been affected by mica.
There has been some concerning speculation as it relates to some homes in Derry being affected by mica. Have you any information to date on this?
We have looked into this before, and I know that there was also some speculation around homes in Tyrone being affected as well. At one point, my party colleague, Portet McLaughlin, raised this issue with himself. And I had asked council to look into it. So I know that there is a process underway at the minute to examine whether there are homes within the Derry City and Strabane District Council area that are affected by mica. It's a worrying development, yes.
And in terms of those residents who are living in Derry and Tyrone who have a secondary home in the likes of Donegal and elsewhere affected by mica, I'm sure you'll be keeping the pressure on in the time to come, hopefully to get some form of redress for them as well.
Absolutely. We know only too well how holiday homes, second homes have been hard fought for and hard worked for by many people. They have plunged their savings into these properties. For them to become worthless and not be entitled to any redress at all is absolutely wrong.
Inflation's on the rise, so goods and services will become more expensive, according to the central bank. That's one negative aspect among a number of positive forecasts in its latest forecast up to 2023. It expects the economy to return to pre-pandemic activity levels by the end of that period. Associate Economics Professor at UL, Stephen Kinsella, explains why inflation is a worry in the short term.
The cost of energy is increasing rapidly, so oil, gas and other natural resources. The second is supply chain disruption. People are finding it more difficult to get the things that they want just because of the various COVID-induced supply chain distortions. And the third is the simple fact that lots of people have more money and the firms are reacting to that and raising their prices.
Hotel and guest house operators in Donegal are urging the government to maintain COVID supports for the sector until June of next year and to make the 9% VAT rate permanent. Paul Diver, the Irish Hotels Federation Donegal chair, says while the past 4 months have been positive, 2021 as a whole will see occupancy rates of just less than half of what they were in 2019. He says Donegal is also losing out on weddings as a result of the pandemic, and that is a major blow.
The big problem here in Donegal is that we rely very much on the wedding market. A lot of that business would come from Northern Ireland. Now we've seen the situation where Northern Ireland has become a competitor to us, and a lot of the weddings are going to Northern Ireland, because there's more numbers allowed there, music, etc. So it's certainly going to be a very, very difficult winter.
In terms of the ongoing debate about extending the season and bringing in more facilities, has that been done to a sufficient extent that will give the hotel sector a good autumn and winter, or are you now going to be, do you believe, on the back foot for the rest of the year?
I think, Culture Ireland and the Wild Atlantic Way have done quite a bit in trying to extend the season. But, you know, once the weather changes, you know, kids go back to school and all that sort of thing, numbers do fall off at the edge of a cliff. So it's going to be a very, very long winter. So that's why we're calling on the government, you know, to maintain the VAT rate. You know, we would say permanently at 9%, keep the waiver on the rates for the time being, and keep the job employment subsidy schemes going, because that way we can keep our staff employed and build up the teams that we need for next year.
Obviously, you'll be looking very carefully to see what's in next week's budget. Are you confident that at the short term, at the very least, you will see the supports continue in place and the government continue to accept the point you're making that the sector is by no means out of the woods yet?
The one good thing that has come out of the pandemic is I think the government have realised the importance of tourism to the economy, and especially in rural Ireland. Like here in Donegal, you know, we've nearly 8,000 people involved in tourism, and when tourism closed down, all of those people were unemployed. So I would be confident. You know, I feel that the government do see the potential in tourism. So therefore, I would be confident that they will keep the subsidies going short term. But, you know, we would need it right up until June next year.
Mulroy College in Milford has had initial project approval for a significant extension under the additional school accommodation scheme. It's for 8 new classrooms, 7 set rooms, 2 science rooms, a graphics and arts room, a music room and a multimedia room. More details on our website, highlandradio.com. A Donegal deputy has moved to clarify questions on local property tax forms. It's after the forms were said to be causing some confusion locally. In the forms, Revenue is asking people to use its online property valuation tool and to add the BAN number to the online tool to generate to their payment form. Deputy Pringle is reassuring people that they're not being asked to get their property valued separately by an outside source.
That's actually what the Revenue are suggesting, is that people look on the Revenue website to see what the reckoner is that they have there, and to price their home accordingly to that, which makes more sense and is more easily accessible for people, and less, and of course doesn't have any cost as well. But you know, they should be more clear in what they're saying to advising people, so that people can not have this extra worry and burden on them.
The Garda National Cyber Crime Bureau is warning that anyone is only one click, tap or swipe away from being the victim of a cyber crime. There's been a noted increase in the number of such crimes in Ireland since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Gardaí say there has been a rise also in Irish businesses being targeted in hacking and ransomware incidents. It's fast approaching 5:15. We say good evening, Oisin Kelly.
We're going to start with soccer, Catherine, and the FAI say they're encouraged that all players at all levels are vaccinated against COVID-19. It follows Callum Robinson's admission that he's so far refused the vaccine despite testing positive for the virus twice. The association says they must respect the personal choices of individuals, but Minister for Sport Jack Chambers said it would be preferable if sports stars were positive role models regarding the vaccine rollout.
It would be good to see leadership from players both here and elsewhere around the vaccination rollout. We've seen huge uptake of the vaccine here amongst young people with massive uptake, as we know, over the last number of weeks and months. And I think, you know, it would be good to see all our sporting role models demonstrate positivity towards the vaccination rollout.
Meanwhile, the IRFU say there has been a 99.2% uptake across the professional game for the vaccine. They were responding to inquiries from the Irish Independent this week. That number, according to the IRFU, takes into account a small number of people still waiting for a second jab. And the Irish government is to make €65 million funding available for the Irish sports sector as it recovers from the impact of the pandemic. Sports Ireland will engage with national governing bodies to determine how much each organisation receives. Just back to international football. Corey Evans has been ruled out of Northern Ireland's World Cup qualifiers against Switzerland and Bulgaria because of injury. The Sunderland midfielder joins a growing absentee list that includes Gilles Laverley, Ali McCann, Gavin White, Michael Smith and Trevor Carson. Northern Ireland boss Ian Barraclough has not called up a replacement for Evans. European champions Italy host Spain in the semi-finals of the Nations League this evening. The sides met at the San Siro in Milan following the Azzurri's win over the visitors in the Euro 2020 semi-finals. Kick-off there is at 7:45 tonight. One fixture on the pitch tonight locally, it's in the Ulster Senior League. Finharps under-21s are playing Coghill Celtic, and that one's due to get underway at 8 o'clock this evening. Craig Breen says he received an opportunity he couldn't turn down. The Irish rally driver has signed a full-time slot in the World Championship by signing a 2-year deal with the M Sport Ford team. Breen has recently secured podium finishes in Estonia, Belgium and Finland, and he currently sits 6th in the championship standings. On the Gaelic Games front, Bundoran are set to enter the appeal process at Croke Park. Their appeal centres around the number of substitutes used by Ardra in their first round defeat last month. Bundoran's appeal to the Donegal CCC was successful and the game was ordered to be replayed. But Ardra then appealed to Ulster, who went in their favour because of a misapplication to the rules on the paperwork of the Donegal CCC. Bundoran, who have an outside chance of making the quarterfinals off the senior championship, will now bring their case to the Central Hearings Committee tomorrow, Thursday. If that is not successful, they do have the option of going to the DRA. Their appeal will be heard just 2 days before their round four game with St Unions. Tyrone joint manager Fergal Logan believes the period between the league and championship was the foundation of their All-Ireland football success. The Red Hand County lifted the Sam Maguire for the first time since 2008 this summer, overcoming Donegal, Cavan, Monaghan, Kerry and Mayo along the way. They went into the championship after shipping 6 goals to Kerry in a league match in June, and Logan says they worked hard to rectify things after that.
We looked at some tackling, turnovers, where to do this, where to do that, and we just had time to shape things up a bit. Maybe we were over ambitious, thinking we could just take Killarney on and Killarney and just toe-to-toe it. We toe-to-toed it all year, really. We didn't come away from that, but maybe we got time just to walk it out and talk it out on the training field, and that's where the learning's done.
Finally in boxing, Tyson Fury is predicting he'll knock Deontay Wilder's spark out in their heavyweight world clash this weekend. Fury will defend his WBC title in Las Vegas in the third meeting between the two fighters. The first bout ended in a draw before Fury claimed victory in last year's rematch. Fury thinks he has the psychological edge over his opponent once again.
I'm living in Wilder's mind rent-free the whole time, 2 years. Every time he looks in the mirror, he sees Tyson Fury. Every time he goes to bed, before he closes his eyes at night, he sees a Gypsy King. And everything he wakes up and thinks about in the morning, he thinks of Tyson Fury.
That's Tyson Fury. And that's your sports on Highland Today. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning. Catherine.
Thank you, Oisín. Returning to news now, police in the north have launched an investigation into allegations of physical and sexual abuse involving mother and baby homes and Magdalen laundries. It follows the publication of a report this week detailing research and recommendations made surrounding the allegations. The Police Service of Northern Ireland says dedicated officers are ready and waiting to investigate reports of the alleged incidents. The Health Minister says he's puzzled by claims from former Sláinte Care officials alleging change in the health service is impossible. A number of health officials involved in the 10-year plan to reform healthcare have resigned in recent weeks. Dr. Tom Kane suggested change was impossible in the current health service when he resigned as chair of the Sláinte Care Advisory Committee. Earlier, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly was pressed by Social Democrats TD Roisin Shortall about what caused the resignations.
He referenced a resistance to change, and in his letter, as you'll be aware, to the council that he chaired, he felt that the environment was such that change was impossible.
And what's your understanding of what he meant by that?
Well, to be honest, Deputy, I am somewhat puzzled by that, because right across the system is change.
News just in, 31 people have died after contracting COVID-19 in the past week. It brings the total number of deaths related to the virus in Ireland to 5,280. 984 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported to the Department of Health in the last 24 hours. Latest figures show there's 343 people with the virus in hospital and 70 of them in ICU. Finally, for this evening, an on-site meeting has been held over what's been described as several road traffic issues in the Bogside area of Derry. Constant gridlock at peak times is leading to parking issues for residents, while air pollution is also said to be worsening. Despite a Keep Clear box being installed in the area 2 years ago, problems are continuing, and while the need for a one-way system has been identified, there has been little progress on that matter too. Local councillor Patricia Logue, who has met with representatives on the ground, says a workable solution must be found.
The EFI have come up with a number of options, and they are going away to look at those to see which ones will be feasible, and hopefully we can get some sort of a solution for that area. I also had them down at Westland Avenue and Westland Terrace regarding the requirement for a one-way traffic system. And again, they are going away to look at that. That has been in the system now for over 2 years. And they have promised to come back to me with an update regarding that. This is something that the residents of that area want. They have said to my party that they feel this would be the best solution for their streets. So hopefully the FA will respond favourably soon.
And the fact that the need for a one-way system there was identified over 2 years ago, it's really important, I'm sure, from your perspective, to keep the pressure on so that it is delivered.
Yes, definitely. I do believe that the staff, that there was a number of turnover of staff that had been dealing with this issue, hence the two-year delay. But I'm hopeful now that the person looking at this now will come back with a response as soon as they can.
Well, now, a misty evening with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle, most persistent here in the northwest. Mild though, with temperatures not falling below 9 to 12 degrees. The closing headlines. The Attorney General is looking at ways to penalise quarries which sold defective mica blocks. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien has said he believes those responsible should play a role in fixing the problem. Meanwhile, former Housing Minister Damien English says a 100% mica redress scheme is very close. And Donegal County Council is to seek further legal advice on how protocols can be put in place to ensure that the council do not purchase any products from quarries that are known to have supplied defective materials. That's it for now. We're back with the headlines for you at 6 o'clock. Until then, have a very good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 6th of October. The death has occurred of Celia Diver, the Glenbar, Carndonagh. Her remains are reposing at the home of her son John and daughter-in-law Grace Diver, Cashel, Glentoher, Carndonagh. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family, friends and neighbours welcome. Celia's funeral mass can be viewed live on carndonaghparish.com. The death has taken place of Jim Patterson, Laurel Hill, Castle Fim. House strictly private, please. Funeral service on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock at Dunockmore Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Church service limited to family only, please. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Charlie McShee, Clandra, Dunlow. His remains are reposing at Midland's funeral home, with removal at 6 o'clock this evening to his home. Funeral mass on Friday in St Patrick's Church, Mina Cross, at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. And the death has taken place of Cecilia Sissy Russell, Brockus Creasler. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Kathleen and son-in-law Neely Brogan's home at Rock Hill, Portnablah, Dunfanaghy. Family, close friends and neighbours welcome. Funeral mass in St Michael's Church, Creasler, tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/camera/St Michael's Church, Creasler. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or James Harkin Funeral Directors.